This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, I've been on fire. Everything I've said has been on the money. On the money. What did I say yesterday? 50 million Americans have lost their jobs in the last 6 weeks. 50 million Americans in 6 weeks. The numbers are in, and the data's in. Great article today at The Hill. The data's in. And what's great about it, it's a Stanford MD with an incredible background. This guy's name is Scott W. Atlas, M.D. He's the David and Joan Tretel Senior Fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution and the former Chief of Neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. Now, Wayne Root is a conservative radio talk show host. I'm not a doctor and I'm not a scientist, but I'm a man of great common sense. And I've said all of this from day one. Every single word I ever said is being backed up by this brilliant Stanford doctor, Scott W. Atlas. His article was in The Hill today. Why does no one know it? Why does President Trump not know it? Why does Fauci not know it? Why does Birx not know it? Why does our horrible Nevada governor, Steve Sisolak, who's afraid of his own shadow, why does Sisolak not know it? The data is in. Stop the panic and end the total isolation. I'm going to read you his article, but it's word for word everything I have said on this show from day one. For 2 months now, I've said everything. Every conclusion he's come to, I've said for 2 months. He came to the conclusion yesterday, and the article came out today. A top American doctor. He says, the tragedy of COVID-19 pandemic appears to be entering the containment phase, thank God. Tens of thousands of Americans have died. We're sorry about that. We pray for them. And Americans are now desperate for sensible policymakers who have the courage to ignore the panic and rely on facts. Leaders must examine accumulated data to see what actually happened, rather than keep emphasizing hypothetical projections. Five key facts are being ignored by those calling for continuing the near total lockdown. And that's going to be Sisolak tomorrow. That sissy governor, Sisolak, tomorrow is going to say, we're going to stay closed till June. And then he'll slowly let us open in July and August. You want to bet? He's out of his mind. Someone's got to take the governorship away from this man. There's got to be lawsuits. First of all, any and all lawyers listening in Nevada or anywhere in the United States, Wayne Root wants to be the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit against Sisolak, the governor of Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak. I want to be the lead plaintiff. We've got to fight him. He cannot be a tyrant who closes the economy in the face of 200 dead in a state of 3.3 million, or maybe 3.2 million, and 45 million tourists. We really have a population of 45 plus 3 is 48 million people. And we only have 200 dead, thank God. Sorry for every one of them. Sorry for your loss. No one deserves to die. But you don't stop an economy for 200 dead. This is ridiculous. The whole point was you couldn't have hospitals filled. Right? We had to bend the curve in the emergency rooms and the ICU and the hospitals. There's no one in the hospitals. There's no one in the ICUs. There's no one in the ERs. They're laying off doctors and nurses. This is insanity. They just want to destroy the economy. Democrat governors want to destroy the economy, A, to defeat Donald Trump, and B, to drain Republicans, who are every small business owner, and 90% of all business owners are Republicans, and they know we're all losing money and bleeding money. And they're just enjoying destroying our lives. What else conclusion could you come when a brilliant Stanford doctor says, fact number one, the overwhelming majority of people do not have any significant risk of dying from COVID-19. What are you all afraid of? Sisolak, what are you afraid of? Why are you being a sissy? No one's going to die unless you're over the age of 70 and you're very sick. The recent Stanford University antibody study, this comes from a doctor, not Wayne Root, even though I've been saying this on the show for 2 months. Because I saw the studies out of China and Italy and Iran. I knew what was happening. The recent Stanford University antibody study now estimates the fatality rate, if infected, is likely 0.1 to 0.2%, a risk far lower than the World Health Organization estimates that were 30 times higher, and that motivated these isolation policies. In New York City, an epicenter of the pandemic, with more than one-third of all the U.S. deaths, the rate of death for people 18 to 45 years old is 0.01, not 0.1, but 0.01%, or 10 per 100,000 if you're under the age of 45. On the other hand, people aged 75 and over have a death rate 80 times higher. For people under 18 years old, the rate of death is zero. Zero. Nobody under 18. Why are schools closed? Nobody under 18 will die. Of all fatal cases in New York State, two-thirds were in patients over 70 years of age. More than 95% people were over age 50. And about 90% of all fatal cases had an underlying illness. Everything Wayne Root has said for 2 months, it's for people who are very sick and very old. So all you have to do is protect the very sick and the very old and let the rest of us go out there and live life and earn a living. Of 6,570 confirmed COVID-19 deaths fully investigated for underlying conditions, 6,520 or 99.2% had an underlying illness. If you do not already have an underlying chronic condition, your chances of dying are somewhere between small and zero, regardless of any age. And young adults and children in normal health have literally almost zero risk of any serious illness from COVID-19. Do you hear that from a brilliant Stanford doctor? Fact number two, protecting older at-risk people eliminates hospital overcrowding. So that's all you have to do is protect the older people and you don't have any hospital overcrowding. Even early WHO reports, WHO, World Health Organization, noted that 80% of all cases were mild, and more recent studies show a far more widespread rate of infection and lower rate of serious illness. Half the people testing positive have no symptoms at all. The vast majority of young or otherwise healthy people do not need significant medical care if they catch COVID-19. This is ridiculous. Fact number three, vital population immunity is prevented by total isolation policies prolonging the problem, meaning you got to let everybody get out there and they'll develop herd immunity. Fact number four, people are dying because other medical care is not getting done due to hypothetical projections. For every person that dies of coronavirus, and by the way, most of those are exaggerated, because anything you've got now, if you die, they call it coronavirus. You didn't die of coronavirus if you were in a hospice and you're 96 years old and you were in your last week and suddenly you got coronavirus. Because if you're 90 and in a hospital, in a hospice, your immune system is gone. You're dying. So now you get coronavirus. They call it coronavirus. Bull spit. Lie. There aren't 50,000 dead. There's 30,000 dead. They've exaggerated 20,000 of them, twisted them in like a pretzel to say it's coronavirus when it's not. Fact number four, people are dying because other medical care is not getting done, meaning critical health care for millions of Americans is being ignored, and people are dying to accommodate potential COVID-19 patients. Most states and many hospitals stopped non-essential procedures and surgery. This prevented diagnoses of life-threatening diseases like cancer screenings, biopsy of tumors, and potentially deadly brain aneurysms. Treatments, including emergency care for serious illness, were missed. Cancer patients deferred chemotherapy. 80% of brain surgery cases were skipped. Acute stroke and heart attack patients missed their only chance for treatment. Some are now dying, and many face permanent disability. This is what you're doing, Sissy Lack. You're killing more people than are getting coronavirus, you idiot. Fact number five, we have a clearly defined population at risk who can be protected with targeted measures. The overwhelming evidence all over the world consistently shows that a clearly defined group, older people and those with underlying conditions, is more likely to have a serious illness, require hospitalization, and more likely to die. Knowing that, it is a common sense, achievable goal to target isolation policy to that group, including strictly monitoring anyone who interacts with them, and nursing home residents, the highest risk. Can you imagine? We've shut down the American economy and the Vegas Strip and all the money created in beautiful Nevada, and on the amazing Vegas Strip that represents capitalism and American exceptionalism, all because people are dying in nursing homes and everybody else has a little tummy ache and a cough. Are you out of your freaking minds? I've said this for 2 months, but no one wants to listen when it's conservative radio talk show host Wayne Root. But they'll listen to a Stanford doctor. So I'm reading you what a Stanford doctor says. It's Wayne Root's ideas from day one. Because this was all about common sense, not Ivy League eggheads like Fauci and Burks. They've led our president astray. Just guard the nursing home residents and tell everybody else who's over 70... and very sick with some sort of underlying condition to stay home. And the rest of us never had to do anything except wear masks and practice social distancing. And there's a lot of argument, including this guy, this brilliant doctor, that social distancing is a bad idea because you don't develop herd immunity. That's the irony in all this, but I'll go along with that in order to get the businesses open. That's it. He says strictly protect the vulnerable, self-isolate the mildly sick, and open most workplaces and small businesses with some prudent large group precautions. There it is. There's the answer. There's Wayne Root's answer. That's all about the 50 million Americans who have lost their jobs for no reason at the same time. I told you last night that South Dakota residents are throwing a parade for the Republican governor, beautiful Kristi Noem. The hottest Republican governor in America. Wow, Kristi is hot. Got to get her on the show, Andrew. I got to talk to her. Throw a parade for her because she refused to implement lockdown orders. There's a brave woman. And I wish Trump had done that. I love him. I'm fighting for him. I'll be voting for him. I'm not voting for the senile man who sexually assaults women and has business deals with China ripping off the American taxpayer. No, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. I will give everything to Trump's reelection. But you'll hear my interview with Donald Trump Jr. coming up in the third hour. I was very tough with him. Very tough on his father. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big.
Finest Stone is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and by the way, there's another article out that both Netherlands and Switzerland are allowing all the kids to go back to school because kids don't give it to anybody, kids don't get it, and kids, when they get it, don't give it to anyone, and kids don't die. So there's no reason why they're not in school. All right, before I get to all the news at hand, I always love to give you guys goals, jobs, goals. Some of you are home without a job right now, most of you probably, so here's a goal for you, here's a job for you. You know my show on Newsmax TV has not been seen in about 6 weeks. It's been suspended. And we're in negotiations about it right now. And I want you to contact Newsmax TV and just ask them a simple question. I said this yesterday. Just ask them, why was Wayne's show suspended? Why was Wayne Root's show suspended? Why was my favorite show in the world that I watch every night and I can't watch Newsmax without it? Why was that suspended? I'd just like to ask a conservative TV network, what did Wayne say about a liberal that made you want to suspend him? I thought you were a conservative network. Ask them that question. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to have you ask them and see what they say. All I want you to do is send your note on email to letters@newsmax.com. Letters@newsmax.com and CC it to customerservice@newsmax.com. Doesn't get easier than that, right? Little simple letter with a couple of sentences. Why is the Wayne Root show on? It's my favorite show. I'm not going to watch Newsmax without it, right? And what did he do? I thought you were a conservative network. What could he possibly have said that would make a conservative network suspend him? Letters@newsmax.com, customerservice@newsmax.com, and put it to the attention, producers of Wayne Allen Root Show. Producers of Wayne Allen Root Show. That's it. That's all I want you to do. I want every one of you, so they get like 50 or 100,000 emails, to put the pressure on Newsmax and ask them a question. If they're a conservative network, why have they suspended a pro-Trump conservative host for saying something about a liberal? Does that make any sense to anybody? Let's ask Newsmax. I'm not going to tell you what they said.
because we're in legal negotiations as we speak right now, but I want you to ask them that question. Are you a conservative network? Why would you suspend a wonderful conservative host like Wayne Root? What did he say about a liberal that would make you want to suspend him? Go ahead and ask them that. Now, I've never been on the side of Elon Musk in history. I think Elon Musk is a putz and a schmuck of epic proportions. I think he's built his entire business by stealing money from governments, by making promises, getting tax credits, and then selling off the tax credits for billions of dollars. I am not an Elon Musk fan. But for once, get the trumpets out. Elon Musk and I agree. For once, we agree. Elon Musk says, free America now. Elon Musk, who is the head of Tesla and SpaceX, tweeted calling on states to reopen America in order to revitalize the economy. And then he says, free America now. He's called on America to reopen its economy. He has fought lockdown orders in relation to Tesla's production plant. And tweeted about false information about the Wuhan coronavirus in past months. He praised Texas for allowing restaurants, retailers, and other small businesses to reopen with a number of social distancing measures. He stated, bravo, Texas. In another tweet, quoting a recent article by the Wall Street Journal, he questioned the effectiveness of lockdown measures. See, one thing about Musk is he may be using, and maybe he's never made any money. Maybe he just keeps ripping off states by promising things he can never deliver, and he gets free tax credits. But that makes him one of the smartest men in the world. And this smart man is saying you got to reopen the economy, and God bless Texas for reopening their economy, and questions the effectiveness of lockdown measures, give people their freedom back. So, you know, I'm with him. You know why he's on my side on this one issue? Because he's probably going broke, just like everybody else. You can't survive without a business open. By the way, Trump's still going to kick Biden's ass. Democrats think they got him. You don't have anything. You have a man with dementia at the head of your ticket. It's a joke. It's an insult to American politics that you have a man with dementia. You know what this guy's going to do one day? He's going to give it all away. He's going to give it all away. Who he is. And how his brain works. I'll predict Biden's going to go on TV wearing a mask and it's going to be a woman's bra. He's going to put his wife's bra on backwards and think he has a mask on national TV. That's the kind of mental state of Joe Biden. That's the guy you picked to run for president of the United States and run the country. Supposedly a man that you could trust America and the American economy to, Joe Biden. He's going to put a bra on backwards or his lady's panties backwards around his face and think he's got a mask on. And ask America, hey, this is what I don't I look good? This is the way we must go moving forward to keep America safe. He doesn't know where he is. His wife's got to feed him baby food at night. But here's the latest out. Trump leads Biden by double digits in voter enthusiasm. In voter enthusiasm, according to the Washington Examiner's Paul Bittard, who's quoting the latest data from Emerson College polling, Democrats appear to be throwing in the towel. They claim, and this is one of the lying polls, Emerson says Biden leads Trump in a head-to-head matchup. But when voters were asked who they think will win in November, it's a Trump blowout, 57-43. And Emerson found that Trump has a sizable 19-point advantage in enthusiasm gap, 64-45. 36% of his supporters say they're extremely excited to vote for Trump, 28% very excited. Biden only wins the mildly excited category, and also the not-that-excited category.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says he has no plans to extend the CDC's Stop the Spread guidelines.
They'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it and they're explaining what they're doing, and I am very much in favor of what they're doing. They're getting it going.
The 30-day guidelines are set to expire this week. Now, Vice President Mike Pence does say, though, that states are using the CDC suggestions to reopen businesses.
The current guidelines, I think you can say, are very much incorporated in the guidance that we're giving states to open up America again.
Republican members of Congress say firearms-related industries and other businesses, such as coal, gas, and oil, are at risk of being denied small business loans. The GOP senators are asking members of the Trump administration what efforts the SBA has to ensure the loans are prioritized in an unbiased manner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I told you earlier, every single thing I've ever said we've got to do, every plan I had about the way to handle coronavirus and this economy turned out to be right. My gut instincts were right. I just can't believe President Trump's. I'm going to say it out loud. We're wrong. He listened to the wrong people. He was wrong. Sponsor of this segment of the show before we get to a great guest. I mean a fabulous guest. I'm honored to have him on the show. Tom Fitt and the Judicial Watch. But I got to mention my sponsor, Real Water. You've all heard me talk about Real Water again and again because there's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, and those negative ions provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told my friends Brent and Amy Jones, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a very special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon, search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WAR, that's the number, 10 and then WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allen Root, no space, 10WAR, and you receive a 10% discount. And the Real Water will be conveniently delivered right to your door. No more waiting in line at the supermarket or Costco or Walmart. Just wait at home, and boom, they deliver it to your door, and you get a 10% discount because you are a fan and listener of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thank you, Real Water. Just go to Amazon and get your Real Water and put in the coupon 10WAR. 10WAR. All right, so we got our guest, Tom Fitton, who is the president of Judicial Watch, which promotes transparency, accountability, and integrity in government. You can find him at their website, judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org, and it is just an amazing thing, the kind of work that Tom Fitton does. Great patriot. Welcome to the show, Tom. Thanks for everything you do for America.
Hey, good to be with you again, Wayne. Appreciate the good
work. Not a good time, though, right? I mean, this is just terrible, and I'm really surprised that Trump ever listened to Fauci, but I think that there's no question in my mind, I want to get your take, that Fauci and Birx and other doctors, you know, we're businessmen. What do we know about science and medicine? But they convinced him that he would be like Adolf Hitler if he kept the economy open and people died. Millions would die, and he'd get blamed for all of them, and he'd be called a murderer, and his legacy would be murder of millions of Americans. I believe they absolutely convinced him of that around the desk at the Oval Office, and he felt he had no other choice, and therefore I'm not mad at him. I understand what a terrible choice he had, and he just felt he had to go with them to close down the economy, which, of course, in the long run, in my opinion, will kill and destroy the lives of many more people than coronavirus ever would. Your thoughts?
The president didn't shut down the economy. The governors did. That's my thought. These shutdowns are the responsibility of governors who panicked and came up with this radical solution, this public health experiment that has no precedent in American or world history, shutting down a nation of 330 million people, largely. A few governors resisted, kept their heads about them.
And they did fine.
And they're okay, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, my instinct is that the virus is going to do what the virus is going to do, and you obviously try to mitigate that and prepare and provide our healthcare system with the necessary support. But the answer had to be keep the country open while dealing with the virus. Killing the patient is never appropriate, which is what happened. And the health consequences of this shutdown would be dire. If I were the president, I'd declare cautious victory and open everything up just now. Don't, you know, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and the public health establishment, I think they don't want lives to be lost necessarily, but they have a very limited worldview and, frankly, too much of
a globalist view.
Well, I think they have they think they're able to manage an economy of 330 million people, and that's not really what they're being asked to do. And to say that we're going to turn some parts of the economy on and not others, and we're going to have phases, they're just making it up as they go along.
My kind of guy. I hear you're a dog man. I'm a dog man, too.
I hear you. It's a German Shepherd.
I knew it. I knew that was a German Shepherd bark. I used to have one for 10 years, so I knew it. My old German Shepherd Maverick. Boy, I love that dog. All right, so here's the deal.
You said that he didn't really shut the economy down, but he kind of did. He told everyone to hide in their homes, and he told everyone it's okay to close the businesses because millions would die. But the point is, it's the governors who did it. I get it, because of federalism. The president can't order them closed. Now you said he should order it open, but I got to point out to you, Tom, he can't order it open either. Each governor is on their own in their decision on when to reopen. I've got a big liberal governor, Steve Sisolak, in Nevada, and we have almost no death here, very little sickness. It's been an amazing run here. We have hospitals empty, emergency rooms empty, ICUs empty, and he won't open the economy. And we fear tomorrow he's going to announce it won't happen until June or July. The man's a madman. What can Trump do when the nation is run by federalism and a constitution? It's not his job to open Nevada. It's the governor's job to open Nevada, sadly.
Well, you have a right to your property. You have First Amendment rights and other rights under the Constitution. As Attorney General Barr has said, the national economy can't be basically hijacked by a governor who wants to squelch all economic activity for no good reason in their state. So we have federalism, but federalism doesn't give the states the right to take away your rights. And in my view, constitutionally speaking, indiscriminate, meaning that everyone's covered by a shutdown, and lengthy shutdowns are unconstitutional. The compelling government interest in an emergency situation obviously is lessened as time goes on, and certainly the data shows the coronavirus is not a crisis. The data shows the economic and constitutional crisis is the one that remains, are the ones that remain.
But remember, it was Trump who criticized Brian Kemp, who I thought did a great job in Georgia, by saying, you know what, I'm opening the economy now, and we're opening restaurants now, we're opening spas now. And I thought Trump would say, bravo, and instead he scolded him because he had just had a conference call with Fauci and Birx, and they told him, get mad at Brian Kemp, he's opening it too soon. So my point is, I think the way Trump, Tom Fitton, should open the economy is by being very tough on a governor like Sisolak and Gavin Newsom and Andrew Cuomo and berating them. Instead of berating Kemp, a good conservative who wants to open the economy, he should be berating Democrat governors who want to keep the economy closed and put a lot of pressure on them. Agreed?
Yeah, I would be focused on getting the country back open again. And I think Trump's challenge is going to be, and our country's challenge is going to be, the holdout, like in Nevada or in California, New York, New Jersey, here in the Washington, D.C. area, where they will not move forward because there's political and policy implications that benefit them by keeping the states closed. And I think the president does need to intervene there. That's for sure, because as long as New York remains closed, New Jersey, the D.C. area, and California, that will drag the rest of the country down.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Both economically, and we won't get out of it, because that's where our establishment heads are at, in California, New York, D.C. We won't be able to do anything unless those centers get back open.
All right, let's move to another topic, because it seems like the favorite topic of Democrats and liberals and socialists who want to destroy this country is to use a crisis as an opportunity. We've heard them say it. Hillary said it just the other day. We heard a congressman say it. It was Rahm Emanuel who originally coined the saying, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. They're trying to use this crisis to change the voting system in America and make it mail-in voting, which would be the biggest invitation for voter fraud in history, and there'd be no way, there'd be no accountability of elections, and they'd stuff the ballot box, and we'd never win again, correct?
Yeah, I think it would be a disaster. It'd cause chaos. It would invite massive fraud. Nationally, I think they'll have a hard time imposing it simply because of the politics here in Washington, D.C. They don't have the support in Congress, and obviously the president would veto anything crazy like that. So it's going to be a state-by-state battle. I know out in Nevada there's a fight now in court. So the left will be challenging voter ID, any modest restrictions on the ability to vote by mail, they will go at and try to undermine. And the best and most secure way to vote is in person at a polling place. And once you start, quote, voting elsewhere and hoping your ballot gets to the polling place, that's a recipe for fraud and disaster. And if it's done on a mass basis, which is what they're pushing for now, you might as well not have elections in 2020, given the lack of faith in the confidence of the outcome if there's widespread mail-in ballots. It's something that the left wants to push hard, and they really want to push hard because not because they want people to be able to vote and they're concerned about people not voting, because they know the system they want to set up will allow them to be able to steal the election if necessary.
And by the way, if they can't steal it with mail-in voting alone, and they can't steal it with illegal aliens voting alone, because they're voting by the millions, I believe, all over this country. Nevada is the greatest example. You walk into DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, to get your license as an illegal. It's totally legal. And they don't even ask you anymore, Tom Fitton, if you want to register. It used to be they asked you, and if you did, they couldn't say no, and they registered you. Now they automatically register you unless you object and say, I don't want to be registered. So every illegal is automatically registered. Don't you assume they're also all voting?
Well, that's the big concern. There was a study out of Old Dominion University a few years ago, and it's a numbers game. You've got 40 million aliens here in the United States, both legal and otherwise, all of whom can't vote in federal elections. A percentage, as you point out, are going to register to vote either criminally or accidentally, and a percentage of them are going to vote. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, Tom, you hear the music on. Can I get you to wait so on the other side we can ask you about Obama's FBI, how out of control they were against General Flynn? Can I grab you on the other side for that? Hold on for a couple minutes.
Sure do. Yep.
All right, good. Don't go anywhere. Tom Fitton, one of my favorite guests, because this guy is so smart and so brave, and he took my case against the Obama IRS, and we proved, I think, beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was political persecution. I couldn't have done it without Tom Fitton. President of Judicial Watch, his website, judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org, and also a great friend of mine for about 20 years, Carter Clues, is part of Judicial Watch. Great guy. So between Tom and Carter, these guys are number one in my brain and my heart. We'll be right back. More with Tom Fitton. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. I've got Tom Fitt, my guest, kind enough to hang out for another segment, President of Judicial Watch, promoting transparency, accountability, and integrity in government, and they do a great job. JudicialWatch.org is the website. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you again. Thank you.
Let's talk about the emails. The average person now, all they care about, all they see, all they hear is coronavirus, the pandemic, the economy, how it's affected the economy, the shutdown. But nobody's talking about General Flynn anymore. No one's talking about, you know, all the people that could get indicted in the Obama administration. And no one's talking about Obama. It was the Obama FBI that appears to be out to get General Flynn. What did the emails show?
Oh, they were sending around garbage material about Flynn. Clearly, they had it in for him. He was the incoming national security advisor. And, of course, they're joking about it. Peter Strzok, the corrupt FBI official, as he's sending this material out. He's sending out material mocking President Trump. The emails also show that the FBI almost certainly knew that McCain and his gang was out there leaking this smear job dossier, which further undermined its credibility because it was clearly a political document that was being shopped around town by D.C., and they knew they had, quote, multiple versions of the dossier as well. And despite that, they were continuing to try to use that dossier, and successfully so, to get spy warrants targeting the Trump team.
I mean, it's pretty clear to me that the President of the United States had to sign off on any sort of spying over Trump and any sort of attack on the head of Trump's national security, et cetera, et cetera. So doesn't this drag Obama into this whole thing, and doesn't it make him a likely target of some sort of DOJ prosecution? Isn't that possible?
Well, it's highly unlikely, but in my view, he at least ought to be questioned about what was going on, who knew what and when. You know, the day that Comey brought that dossier smear job into then-President-elect's office in New York to confront him, because not to give him a briefing, but to confront him so he could go report to his buddies at the FBI because they were trying to entrap him, he had discussed that with Obama in the Oval Office the day before. Biden was there, Rice was there, the whole gang was there. So Obama knew, Wayne. Obama knew.
So why do you say highly unlikely? The
question yet is, to me, such a miscarriage of justice.
But why do you say highly unlikely? Because the way the system is tilted, we're just never going to get vindication against the former Democrat president of the United States, right? That's really what
I don't even think they're going to go after anyone below Obama. Significant.
How can that be? We have a Republican president. You know, how could it be that with a Republican as President Trump, only Republicans get indicted? How is that possible, Tom Fitton?
Well, it's the way it works, isn't it?
It's so you're giving.
If I were President Trump, I would appoint special counsel separate and apart from the Justice Department to do this work. Assuming Barr wants to do the right thing, and I just presume he does, he's surrounded by thousands of the James Comeys in the Justice Department and the FBI. And not seeing any indication there's any criminal grand jury investigation into the top leadership of the FBI at the time, Comey, McCabe, Brennan, Clapper, and other people like that. And so, you know, there may be indictments of lower-level people, but it would be a mightily pleasant surprise if someone senior were indicted.
And that's even though Durham, I call him Bull Durham. I thought he's a big bulldog, and I thought major indictments are to come. No, you're cynical about that, huh?
I don't see the evidence that it's coming. I just don't, you know?
Wow.
I don't.
Very depressing. Look, I always felt you and I absolutely proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that my IRS was a political persecution, and yet nobody ever served 1 minute in jail. Nobody ever lost their job. No one ever lost their pension. Not a single person was ever penalized for anything they did to me and hundreds, if not thousands, of other Tea Party conservatives, right? Nobody was ever punished, correct?
That's right. And the Sessions at the time was Attorney General, and allegedly his Justice Department took a look at the IRS issues. And it's one of the first things they did. They buried it, and they said they're not going to prosecute, and they didn't want to reopen any prosecution efforts there.
Yeah, I can't stand Sessions.
And things haven't gotten much better since in terms of prosecutions. All the bad guys have been running amok over there, and now Barr's in town running the show, but no one's been prosecuted for the worst government corruption scandal in American history, the illegal spying on candidate Trump and then President Trump.
I'm just amazed that you and I are both so cynical. We both probably think no one's ever going to get indicted. Well, all my fans keep sending me emails saying, wait, it's going to happen. Durham's going to indict them all. And I keep telling them, don't get your hopes up. And,
well, I hope he does. I hope I'm wrong. And that's why Judicial Watch does the work we do, because we want to get the documents out there so they don't have an excuse not to do the right thing. Because the less we know, the easier it will be for them to bury what went on and not do anything. But the more we know, at least that adds to the pressure for justice.
All right, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, nice enough to be with us for two segments. I really appreciate it. His website, judicialwatch.org. Tom, thanks for all the great work you do, and say hi to Carter Clues for me.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
God bless. Tom Fitton, great guy, great patriot. But you see, even he's getting cynical, just like me. It's hard to look at this every day and say, why does none of the bad guys or gals, Hillary, on the other side ever get indicted? They only come after us. It's unbelievable the traps they set for us. They try and destroy us. Don't forget how Media Matters tried to come after me for an advertiser. It has nothing to do with me. I've got 30 advertisers, 30 plus. Over the last 4 years, I've had over 100 advertisers, and they didn't like what one of them said, and they blame me for it. And they tried to ruin my career. It's just incredible. You can't believe this. Democrats get away with murder, and I spit on the ground. You go to jail for 30 years. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.